Could the mark of the beast be connected to a COVID-19 virus contact tracing plan? Well, that interesting question is one we're going to tackle today on Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. We're taking questions from listeners just like you. You can get your questions answered by sending us a message at radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Well, welcome to the show. My name's Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob.
And we're going to do some Q&A today. Are you ready for some Q&A?
You know, Sean, I am. But today would have been the third day of our national conference, except for the coronavirus crisis and everything. And so
Right. We're
having to postpone our conference till October. But so it's kind of melancholy that we're missing our conference and seeing all our friends. But on the other hand, hello, friends.
Yeah, we have friends on the airways here, and we'll see them in October.
Right.
So that's our national conference in October. It's usually a really good time. I mean, to see, you're seeing friends, you're hearing great teaching, you're just meeting people, relating to people who agree on the grace message, and it's very, very encouraging. And I'd encourage you, if things open up enough that you can come to the Dallas area in October, I'd welcome you to come. If your first timers are free, I mean, you can't get a better deal than that. Dallas is easy to fly to. It's not super expensive. It's kind of central. So why don't you come on out and come to our national conference? It'll really encourage you, especially if you feel like you live in an area that is starved for grace. We find that people need to come out and just be encouraged by the grace message.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a question. This is a question from Jenna, all right? And Jenna says, I'm very anxious about the mark of the beast. A Christian radio station I listen to said that people will be forced to have a barcode that does contact tracing for the COVID-19 virus. Is this barcode the mark of the beast?
First of all,
First
of all, that's a hoax. There is no barcode that I've heard of for COVID-19. And if there is, if you think there's rioting in the streets now, wait till you see what happens when people said we have to be tattooed or something.
And by the way, this really bothers me a little bit about, you and I both agree that prophecy in the Bible is extremely important.
Right.
We both believe, I mean, it's a quarter of the Bible.
Right.
And so we take it very seriously. We're both premillennial dispensationalists. We think Jesus is coming back. He literally fulfilled half of the prophecies about Messiah, and he's going to literally fulfill the other half of the prophecies about the returning, reigning
Messiah.
Correct. So we take that seriously. But what bothers me, and these guys typically would agree with us. They would typically be dispensational premillennialists.
Right.
But they speculate like crazy. And they just spread fear, and I wonder if it's really just so they have something to talk about week after week, so they can raise money. Oh, there's this barcode that's coming, and this chip, and this thing, and you need to be afraid and terrified.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it doesn't fit the scriptures. For one thing, Jenna, the mark of the beast, 666, which is the number of man repeated three times, will be given during the tribulation. Well, the tribulation doesn't occur until the church leaves. So
right.
As long as the church is here, even if people were getting 666 tattooed on their forehead, that's still not the mark of the beast. I mean, it would be the future mark of the beast, but it wouldn't be the present mark of the beast because the beast isn't here and there is no mark of the beast now.
Right. So let's say this was even true. For argument's sake, let's say the mark of the beast is a COVID-19 mark that says, okay, you have the antibodies. It doesn't matter for us because the church is not going to be here.
Right. And nobody is going to say, when you take this COVID-19 barcode, which we're not, but let's say you were, no one's going to say, now, by the way, we're calling this the mark of the beast. During the tribulation, it is going to be called the mark of the beast. You're going to know you're getting the mark of the beast.
Okay.
Of course, if you're a believer, you won't be there because the rapture is going to occur. And any believer during the tribulation won't take it either because God won't allow believers in the tribulation to take it. So Jenna doesn't need to worry about some barcode now and doesn't need to worry, like you say, about a chip or a credit card or something that somehow it's associated with the mark of the beast. I mean, yeah, I don't like the number 666, and if I find I have a credit card and the 666 is a part of the number, I don't like it.
Right.
But the truth is, I realize that's superstitious. That really has nothing to do with the mark of the beast. It just happens that it's 666 on this card. I saw a thing about a girl in a state meet. I think it was Utah. And she got to the state meet, and they gave her the number 666 for her running bib. And she refused to run because of the number 666.
Right.
And they said, well, if you don't take it, you can't run.
Yeah.
So she took the number off and ran without the number, and they disqualified her. And I was like, well, I wouldn't be thrilled about running with the number 666, but I'll just turn it upside down and make it 999.
Right.
You know, or I'll just run with it because it's not the mark of the beast today.
Now, some people think that this future prophecy of the beast, you needing the mark of the beast to buy and sell, is just completely far-fetched, and that's never going to happen, and this is all just made up. But one of the things that encourages me in a way is that we do live in a global economy now. We do have a level of technology where you can see there may come a point that you do need some type of code in order to buy and sell at all.
Well, if you had told me that I wouldn't be able to go into Costco unless I wore a mask and I looked like I was a robber, I would have told you you were crazy. There was no scenario where Costco was going to require every one of its customers to wear a mask to go into the store.
Right.
Well, guess what? Yeah. I wear a mask when I go in Costco.
Yeah.
Why? Because they require it. And right. I don't want to have someone grab me and security lead me out or something.
Right.
And the truth is, if they can do that at Costco, and now they're doing it not just at Costco, but all kinds of stores.
Sure. My wife, Abby, is a coach for CrossFit, and they were just discussing how they're going to open up.
All right.
What they're doing now, they're limiting classes to 6 people, and every person is going to have a zone that is kind of marked off.
Right.
So everyone's kind of far apart. Everyone's going to have to wear a mask up until the class starts. And when the class starts, they can take the mask off and they'll be able to work out in their zone. And then when it's done, everyone puts their masks back on, they leave, and then they have some type of spray that they're going to spray down. And it takes 10 minutes to disinfect and another 10 minutes to dry. And they're going to do that for every single class.
Wow.
Now, if you had said that, hey, this is what we're going to be doing next month, no one would believe it. You'd think that is crazy. Why would anyone do that?
I saw a thing online yesterday of a European school, I think it was in the UK, where they've started allowing students to go back to school. But when they go out for recess, they have boxes drawn in chalk on the concrete, and every child has to stay in his or her box.
Oh, man.
And they called it something like dystopian or something. You know, it's like 1984.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's weird. You got kids out here playing, quote unquote, together.
Right.
But they can't come within 10 or 20 feet of each other.
And also, just think about how everybody, really everybody, immediately accepted the idea that, okay, all churches are shutting down. You're not allowed meeting with anyone else.
Right.
And everyone accepted that with very few protests. Everybody just said, absolutely, we're going to obey. We're going to shut this down. And for the Christians that did meet, kind of in rebellion a little bit protest against the government, they were definitely hated on.
I mean, right.
If you read the articles online and stuff, they were despised and they were hated on and they were kind of rejected. So basically my point is, although Jenna should not worry about the COVID barcode, if such a thing even comes to pass, which who knows?
Right.
Even though she shouldn't worry about it, the things that have been happening, I think, do kind of give greater credence to these prophecies about the tribulation and what's going to happen in the tribulation. It's the kind of, you can see how it could come about.
You absolutely can. And I think you're making a great point that a lot of the things that are happening right now, if they'd made a movie that was like this, we would have said, what a far-fetched movie.
Right.
That would
this
never
is not
happen.
Believable,
it's
yeah.
not believable. And so when you read in the book of Revelation how people are in warfare, they're riding on horses. If you read in the book of Revelation and you see that they're riding on horseback, etc., people tend to be skeptical. They say, well, there's not much horseback in modern warfare, right? I mean, there's
right.
some, but not much.
Right.
And yet, we could easily see, if this type of thing could happen, well, the types of things we've seen where there's some sort of global shutdown of all of the right. electronic grid and cutting down the power grid and
right.
ultimately even shutting down the ability to pump gas.
So basically you can think of a scenario where, yeah, we can get back on horseback. We can get back to fighting on that if something really terrible happens. And we have the power now to do terrible things to the planet through bombs and and EMTs and all those
right.
things.
But yet God EMPs. Guarantees the planet will continue. And
sure.
It's not going to be wiped out, but he doesn't guarantee that there won't be an EMT or whatever it is. So, Jenna, here's what I'd like to say. Yes, what the Bible said is going to happen is definitely going to happen. Prophecy is true. However, it's also going to happen when it says it's going to happen. The man of sin has not been revealed yet, and until he is, the mark of the beast will not take place. And of course, the man of sin is not going to be revealed until after the rapture, and the rapture has not yet taken place.
So where would you go for that verse?
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about that.
If you were going to lead Jenna to a verse to show her that the church isn't going to be here for this chip, this 666 mark of the beast thing, where would you tell her to look?
Well, the first place would be 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, which Paul says the dead in Christ will rise first, then we are alive, we'll be caught up and meet the Lord in the air. And then chapter 5, he goes on and continues there and talks about the fact that we shouldn't be overtaken by the return of Christ, that we know it's coming, but they will be surprised. But then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come until the falling away comes first. And falling away there could refer to the rapture. It's apostasia, could refer to apostasy, which is the way it's often translated, or falling away. But it could also refer to the rapture. Some dispensationalists take it that way now. But in any case, there's going to be some sort of either the rapture or a falling away first, and then the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. So the man of sin won't be revealed until after the church is taken up, after the church is taken out of this world. And the man of sin will be revealed during the 7-year tribulation period.
Well, thank you very much, Bob, for those thoughts. And Jenna, I hope that this helps. If you have any questions, be sure to send them to radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to learn more from Dr. Bob and Sean and the other guests that we have on this show? If so, you can do exactly that by going to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. It's packed with all kinds of materials that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. A great example is our daily blog posts. You can get signed up for free, and every day a new post will show up in your inbox. Go to faithalone.org. This radio show is made possible from the generous donations of listeners just like you. If you'd like to become a financial partner with this show, you can go to faithalone.org and find out exactly how to do just that. Do you have a question for Sean or Bob? I know that I've often had questions for them. If you do, I want to give you our email address so that you can reach out to us to ask that burning question. It's radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's program, we're going to ask the question, how should Christians respond to a COVID-19 government lockdown? I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.